to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Monday, fun day.
Woo!
Camel Nation. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back from a long weekend.
Holy guacamole.
It wasn't long, but it felt long.
Double hump saloon really double humped me.
It was popping.
I was there both Friday and Saturday, and by Saturday, before we went into the show, I was like, ooh.
I'm a little tired.
We've been rocking and rolling.
If you stop
by, thank you. We appreciate you. I hope everybody had a great time. It was such a good one.
It was so much fun. Even though, like, there was a couple of audibles that we had to call because we ended up having to move, like, the venue last minute.
Small change,
but I gotta say, we had food from Salt.
Oh, yeah.
That's bomb.
Oh, yeah. The food was banging.
I am obsessed with their taquitos.
Oh.
Like, what? I ate way more than I should have.
Yeah.
Because they were so good.
The food was great. The drinks were cold. The people were warm.
The people
were warmer. Marriage. Marriage. It was a great time.
Oh, it was a great time. If you did come out and see us, we appreciate you so much. It was just
a joy. Shout out to DJ Real for keeping the country tunes blending.
Killing it. By the time, if you came, Friday was fun, but if you came Saturday, that was the group to party with.
Yeah, absolutely. It was lit,
as the kids say. They did. They line danced until about 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
When they went over to the show.
It was time to go.
It was wild.
So then we went to go over to the show. And this is where the scenario turns dark. So you went to the show on Friday.
I did.
I requested tickets for Saturday. Because we got a babysitter on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't get one for Friday. So I asked several times. And reminded everyone, I need tickets for Saturday. So when I get my tickets, I'm like, oh, sweet, I got tickets. We go to the gate on Saturday, my wife and I, who had just taken a $30 Uber. We got a $75 babysitter. I paid $30 to park.
Mm-hmm.
And I left about $30 to $40 in tips. Just to get to the gate at State Farm Stadium and have the little thing that scans your ticket go, it's red. So now, I don't do a big panic because I'm like, yeah, you know, I work for a radio station. Should be able to, like, just call it up and say, hey, you guys gave me the wrong tickets.
Absolutely.
Make that right immediately. Were they able to make it right immediately? No.
I can't believe this. I honestly cannot believe that this happened.
So I then have to put my tail between my legs and walk away from State Farm Stadium, not experiencing the walkout with Joe Dirt.
You know, there are some things that are meant to happen to certain people and things that shouldn't happen to other people. Because if it was me and that happened to me,
oh yeah,
I would have lost my mind.
Yeah. I should have noticed it right when they sent the tickets to me that they weren't Saturday tickets. They were Friday tickets. I don't know if I said that. They were actually Friday. They were for the night before.
I would have been so angry. Because, yeah, I mean, yes, at the end of the day, you should have noticed that they were Saturday tickets.
I know, you should have looked.
But also, whoever sent them to you should have realized that they were not Saturday tickets.
No, that person definitely realized it after the fact and was graciously apologetic, but also, like, I'm like, yeah. I mean, I just burned like $130 out of a night out with my wife.
I'd be furious.
And I got stuck at the door. So, we live and we learn. Whenever you ask for something, don't. Do it yourself. And also, I learned something else.
Tell me.
If I'm required to be somewhere, I better be well taken care of.
1,000%.
If you're telling me I gotta go somewhere, you better make sure that you double, triple, quadruple check that we are all set and good to go.
100%.
Because that is not my responsibility, and I'm not doing that in the future.
Nope.
I'm not calling anyone going, hey, you got my tickets?
Yeah.
No.
Which is also why I am expensing parking.
Nice job.
$30 in parking to go work when I'm not being paid is crazy. crazy.
All that being said, I heard Morgan Wallen was great on Friday.
I mean, Friday he was really good.
And I also saw on social media he was great on Saturday.
Yeah.
From afar.
I did see on social, though, that the crowd, I didn't know this was happening Friday, but I guess the crowd was not good to Morgan on Friday night. Like, he even specifically said Saturday, because this is all over social.
Yeah.
That he wasn't, he didn't think he was going to come back to Phoenix ever because of the crowd on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. I did see a video where somebody was, like, throwing beer at him when he was, like, doing a close, like, proximity performance. Yeah, it was not good.
Dude.
Stop
throwing beer.
You guys are embarrassing.
Stop throwing anything at the artists. That makes them not want to come back.
That's why we can't have beer cans in the pits anymore. That's why we can't have nice things.
Y'all need nice things, y'all.
I'm not the problem. Y'all are the problem.
All right, Chris Stapleton's coming up August 9th. Behave yourselves.
Please.
And also, I'm not asking for tickets. If I don't get tickets, I ain't going.
That's valid.
That's the way I'm rolling.
That's valid. This was a really big mistake. It was a huge mess up.
Well, we're going to have a great week. We got a brand new secret sound coming up at 7:30, y'all.
To get you to Disneyland! Woo! And this sound is hard.
It's fun, okay? It's all fun. It's a game.
Oh, it's fun.
Okay?
It's also hard.
We don't want to scare you too much. So tune in, 7:30, brand new secret sound, Disneyland tickets. Let's go Monday.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
We're going to call Tyler this morning and break some news.
Why is that?
His buddy Chris said he never celebrates his birthday, ever, ever.
I get that.
And he really wants to do something nice for him.
Okay.
So you should hear the lineup that we are going to propose for a birthday itinerary.
Ooh, okay.
Let's call him up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tyler?
Yes. Who is this?
Hey. Hey, man, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News on Camel Country. Good morning.
How you doing? What's going on, man?
I have news this morning. That's what's going on. From your best friend, Chris.
Okay, what's up?
He said, and he uses a lot of capital letters here, he refuses to let another birthday go by without at least a tiny celebration for his boy, Tyler.
Well, for God's sakes, okay.
I get it. You're a guy that doesn't really like big birthday celebrations?
No, it's not my thing. I don't like the attention.
Well, take a listen to this plan, okay? This is what your boy Chris has laid out for you. He said this is to be read with an English accent, by the way.
Okay.
So it's very official, sir.
Oh.
We will start with brunch with the boys. Maybe a hash kitchen or something like that. Followed by mimosas and martinis. Espresso, if I may. Followed by some fun in the sun at a resort, maybe poolside, with Cabana Boys. We shall finish off the day with massages. I think they say massage.
Massages.
With massages and facials at Anda's Spa.
Extra cucumbers on the eyes?
Extra. Delicious.
Delectable.
Sir, what have you? What? I don't know why I just went into Renaissance years. What? Sir, what would you do? What do you think about this plan? Is it good or not?
Well, my lord, I think it sounds awesome.
Yeah, he's
a, if I can say, jackass. But he knows
he
that.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's pretty great.
Tyler, happy birthday, buddy! And hey, if you need a radio personality or two radio personalities to join
I shall also be joining and partaking in
we are
the espresso
willing.
Martinis.
Espresso martinis. We are willing and able.
Also, if you're so willing to go along with it, like, what a great friend.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
Well, happy birthday, bud. Thank you for inviting us. We appreciate it.
Yep. We'll expect our invitation soon.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
There's two things you can never trust in this world. Number one.
A fart.
Especially in the bathtub.
Yeah.
What's the difference of it being in a bathtub?
Then you'd be sitting in it.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Either way, if it's coming out not a fart, it's not a good situation. What? What the heck is happening right now?
Sorry, I have boys. Like, what do you want? What do you want from me?
I was going to say a valet.
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
what
man.
What do you mean?
You've never seen those sting operations when somebody leaves like a GoPro in their car and they're like, I valeted my $700,000 Porsche to see how the valet would treat it. And then these guys are like, bah,
bah. I've never seen a video like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's not, can't be all of them, right?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
They're definitely not doing that in my 2021 Hyundai Elantra.
Right. You have less to worry about. Yeah. You have less to worry about. Producer AB Baby had a totally different situation approaching a valet.
Yeah, this was a first for me. One of the doctors that my mom sees is in this plaza that uses valet for some reason.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah.
You would think so.
Is it in Scottsdale?
No. It's like off of like 44th and Camelback.
Oh,
okay.
And I've been there before, used it before. It was fine. It was pleasant.
It's Biltmore.
Like, yeah, this guy comes up, and before I can even get out of the car, I'm like, he doesn't look right. It's like, and I just
mean.
What
do you mean? Like he looks sketchy?
No, actually, not even that. He just looked sick.
Oh, like.
Yeah, like you should have stayed home sick. And my first thought is like, you're not getting in my car.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I can get back in later and
have his germies all over the steering wheel.
Yeah, hacking all over.
Are we talking like pale sweats?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, he might have had the flu. I don't know.
Why? How is it that a manager didn't come out and be like, hey, Todd, you need to go
Todd.
Home.
We need to have a call.
Why are you sweaty, Todd? I don't know, Marco.
So I just, like, I didn't even get out of the car. I acted like I turned into the wrong place. And I was just like, oh, my bad. I meant to.
But you were dropping your mom off, too.
Well, I was going to go in with her because she couldn't drive herself to
Oh, you didn't have her kick rocks right there?
No.
Oh,
we weren't late or anything. But,
that's nice of you.
And to be honest, it would have been closer. So, like, yeah, basically I bailed at the last second. I just pretended like I was like, oh, I didn't know this was the valet line.
Oh, my bad.
My bad. And so I bailed.
Excuse me, Todd.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that bad? I think I was just trying to protect myself.
I mean, I don't think it's bad by any means.
I don't think it's embarrassing at all to pull away. But, you know, the valets that you're used to are normally at, like, really, really fancy schmancy spots.
Right.
The type of valets where they literally, like, have to stand a certain way in front of your car.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's valet only.
Right.
Self-park.
Right.
Or, like, the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess Hotel, where there's an army of valet dudes who are, like, the moment your wheels stop rolling, they're like, the guy's at your window going, hello, sir. Welcome to the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess Hotel. What's your last name? Do you have a reservation? Blah, 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 blah.
That drives me insane. That's why I don't valet.
I buttoned up is
rarely
what I'm saying.
Valet. Because, number one, my car's not always clean, and I get really embarrassed about it. Like, I got kids, you know? Yep, like, yep. I got kids. We're constantly on the go. My car's not always clean.
That's enough reason for you not to be embarrassed, though. You're like, I got kids.
No, and also, I don't ever carry cash on me. Hardly ever.
Oh, all these dudes are Venmo'd up.
I don't use Venmo.
They were like, oh. All
that's
right.
A conversation for another time. I refuse to use Venmo.
Okay.
So, no.
All right. Well, just know that you can always, you don't need cash. But anyway, that's a different story altogether. The story is the valet itself. You know, what's going to prevent you from using it? Are you, like Cheyenne said, sometimes I'm embarrassed. My car is nasty. Sometimes the valet guy looks like he'll take your car for a joyride and never come back. What do you think about this, Camel Nation? 602-894-5653. 602-894-KMLE. Marion Goodyear, good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So we're talking about valets. Do you use them? Do you like them? Do you hate them? What's the story there?
I used to have a rule that I would try not to use them. I would circle the block once, and then if I couldn't find anything, I would valet.
Okay. I mean, that's a valid rule.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's a pretty good rule, right?
Yeah.
But it all came to a screeching halt, no pun intended, when I used to valet at a nice restaurant. And basically what happened was the valet was coming out with my car. Windows were rolled up. It was a little bit chillier of an evening. And he had farted in my car before And he knew what he did because, you know, normally they get out and they leave the door open and you can go right in.
Yeah.
No. He did his business in my car. Then he gets out and he shuts the door.
He locked his fart cloud in your car?
Yeah, basically. I mean, he didn't lock. I don't think it was locked, but like then, you know, I got right up to the door and they open it up. They're very nice. And I get in and it was the big fart cloud, like you just said. It was so nasty. I don't know what this man eats, but it was in my mouth. In like a gases. I don't know how to say
what
that.
What did you do to this man prior? Like, were you rude when you walked up?
No. I always do my, you know, extra pleases and extra thank yous because I was raised right and not by wolves.
Yeah.
And he 100% lost a bet. Like, the valet guys were like, you got to leave a fart in this car.
Oh, something. And I'll tell you, I never, never, ever valeted my car anywhere in the world ever again.
Oh, man. My gosh. The one guy ruined it for you.
I'm so sorry. You were the victim.
Ruined it. He almost killed me.
No!
Yeah, it was so toxic, you guys. I mean, you could see, like, the green particles in the air pretty much.
Oh, my God. No.
I've never seen corn in a fart.
Yeah, right. Yikes. Yeah, pretty much. I don't valet.
I don't blame you, to be completely honest. I probably wouldn't valet either. That's called trauma. Like, that's valet PTSD.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's the type of scent that stays in your car.
Like, it gets in the fabric.
Oh.
Yeah. You basically have to set your car on fire at that point.
Just sell it on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, pretty much. It almost lit itself up on fire. I'm telling you, it was that bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Well, as you guys know, we have been waiting for my oldest son to get home. He spends the majority of his time in Washington State at his dad's house. And normally, with the summertime, he's here at the front half of the summer. But this year, because he's going into his freshman year of high school, we had to flip-flop like his visit because he had high school football and football camp. Ew, he's in high school. So gross. But we had to flip. And that means that he got home last night. Woo. He is officially home for the summer. We are so excited. He is standing at 5'8 right now. He is 3 inches taller than me. Solid three inches.
Give us the stats.
He is just this behemoth of a teenager.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of him. And his voice is so deep. He was like, hey, mom. I'm like, what? What is happening right now? But I'm so excited. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Sarah in Queen Creek is calling back.
I hope this is a follow-up because remember she called on Friday.
Yeah.
Sarah, what is the update?
I got a yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yay! Can I get a real amen now?
Congratulations.
Oh my gosh. I am on cloud nine and my nails look great and my tan was spot on. It was awesome.
And the pictures are stunning, I would assume.
Oh, they're ready for the newspapers.
Did he nail what you always envisioned your proposal would look like?
Yes. And which tells me he knows me really well.
Yeah. He heard us on the radio and he was like, oh man, I got to get everything together.
I mean, I wasn't going to propose, but.
Yeah, he knows he was going to get his butt kicked if he didn't. So, but yeah, it's all good.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
We love that, Sarah. Congratulations.
You're coming to the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we are.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We will look out for our wedding invitations.
All right, deal.
Derek and Gilbert, what can we give you an amen for this morning?
My buddies and I went to Morgan Wallen. And last time, my buddy got kicked out because he was blackout drunk. And it's honestly usually a pretty messy affair.
Completely understandable because the last time Morgan was in town, it was like 119 degrees.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, understandable.
You got to stay hydrated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We didn't even drink more than usual. I think maybe we were just, you get it.
Yeah.
But it's messy regardless. And this time, me and all of my buddies got out of there alive.
Mm-hmm.
In one piece, we finished the concert, we made it out, we had a good time, and we remember most of it.
Woo!
Wow.
Like, okay, now we're just bragging.
So, can I get an amen?
Amen! Love that for you guys. Now that we're a couple days post, Morgan, how is your liver? How's the body feeling?
My liver's in the ICU, so I'll go check on it later.
If you got something great going on in your life, big or small, we want to hear about it right now.
We want to celebrate with you. 602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country, who's this? Where are you from?
This is Megan from Chandler.
Megan and Chandler, you're call number 8. Congratulations.
No pressure, first day.
No pressure. Yeah,
that's the good news. The bad news is we have a brand new sound. But the prize is still amazing.
It's four passes to Disneyland, three park. Oh my gosh. 3 day, one park per day passes into Disneyland with a 2-night hotel stay.
Night.
That would be awesome if there were three parks.
It was, yeah. That was a mouthful to get out.
All right, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by Pro Skill Services.
Megan, what is this secret sound?
Ooh, Megan, what do you think the secret sound is?
Okay, well, we're going to assume it's Disney related.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's go for popcorn popping at one of their popcorn carts.
Ooh, popcorn popping at one of Disneyland's popcorn pop. Pop. What is happening to me today?
Words.
Yeah.
Words.
What are they?
No, Megan.
That's not it.
It is not popcorn popping at one of their popcorn carts.
Thank you.
But thank you for playing this morning. We appreciate it. And don't forget, coming up at 5 o'clock, you will get a clue. The first clue for this secret sound.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've had it. I'm done with this bullshit.
Oh, that's a choice.
I get no less than 15 spam calls a day.
The amount of spam calls that you get is insane.
In fact,
you're getting one right now.
Ignore. Go straight to voicemail purgatory.
Yeah, it's crazy the amount that you get. It's all day long.
I'm signed up for all the take me off your lists. So I don't know what I did. I let my phone number get loose on the market of like...
They sold it on the black web for sure.
It's out there everywhere.
Yeah.
Because everybody and their mother wants to try to scam me.
Didn't you download an app that was supposed to stop that?
I have an app, Cheyenne. I even have the Verizon app. Like, I have every app known to man to try to, like, prohibit them from getting through.
Yeah.
And all that happens, actually, ironically, is the important calls don't get through.
Oh.
But the spam calls, they still get through.
That's wild.
I don't get it. I don't like it. And I've had my phone number since I first moved to New Jersey, because it's a New Jersey 201 area code.
Yeah.
So I've had it since 2002. I think it's time that I full commit to the Valley. I've been here 7 years. I actually would enjoy kind of shedding, like a lot of people having my phone number.
That's a really good point.
That's what you're really doing.
Yeah.
Like, all those people that are like, yeah, I got his number. Yeah, no.
No, you don't anymore.
No, you don't.
No, you don't anymore.
Phone number update.
I'm here for it, to be honest. Like, a ton of people have your phone number.
I know.
That's a lot of access.
I have a little bit of sentimental value because it does remind me of that fun time in my life when I did live in New York City and New Jersey, but also like this is unbearable.
Yeah.
Every single 15 minutes I will get a spam call for at least a 3 or 4 hour block of my day every single day.
Right.
So I don't know if everybody's going through this right now or what the government can do to prevent it, which I don't know.
My spam calls are not as bad as yours. That I can tell you for certain.
You are very lucky.
Yes.
Well, as I am considering a change in life, is it time for a 602, a 480, or a 623?
Ooh, I feel like that's an Abe question because he was born and raised here.
People of the Valley, I need to hear from you. First, Abraham, tell me.
He moved on from that real fast. Is there an area code considered more prominent?
When we were 602 only, there was a little bit of that. Like, everybody wanted to stay 602. And then 480, I feel like, kind of had its moment because it was like East Valley.
Uh-huh.
And I do know some people that used to look down on 623s for whatever weird reason.
Interesting.
I feel like it kind of went away, though.
So 623 is Glendale, Peoria, and Avondale.
Yeah.
480 serves the eastern burbs, including Scottsdale, Tempe, and Chandler.
Yep.
And 602 primarily serves central and downtown Phoenix. So where am I going, y'all?
I'm a proud 602. I like it.
Well, yeah, you are a central Phoenician for life.
Yeah.
I'm a 509er, so...
For life?
Nah, I don't know. It's so sentimental. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I live in Glendale. It's no secret. I live in North Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's addressed Glendale, but it's kind of like North Phoenix.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that should be 623, which I'm not opposed to. I like the ring of a
623. I think 623 sound fits you. I look at you, I see 623.
I think the most important part is, like, can I pick my own phone number?
Ooh.
That's what I want. Mm. I want a choice. I want, like, a list.
Yeah, of all the
Can they give
available.
Me a list?
Probably.
I would like to look at that list. Because if there's something cool on the end of it, like if
or
I could
like
do
really
623-407 and then N-I-K-O.
Oh, that would be dope. That would be so cool.
People of the Valley, what area code do I need? 602-894-5653. Call us up. 602-894-KMLE. I get an exorbitant amount of spam calls.
Spammers love you.
I want to change and I need to pick sides. Because once you rep an area code, it says something about you, whether you like it or not.
It kind of becomes a part of your personality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you are the area code.
I like to think back to the days of Snoop Dogg when he would talk about the 213.
Ooh, yes.
Long Beach County in LA. It's that just made it sound like you sound a little bit cooler if you
That's
got the 213.
Also like the only place that you can reference your area code and be cool, because ain't no rapper out here like coming from the 509. Like nobody cool comes from the 509, okay? 509.
Yeah, that's a tough one to rep.
It's weird.
Abe has thoughts on that.
No.
He was like what about Detroit? I grew up in Detroit, and everybody knows that 8 Mile line that's so famous.
Also,
now everybody from the 313, put your hands up and follow me.
The second place that you could reference an area code and still be okay.
Yes.
509 still comes nowhere close.
All right, who's this, and what area code you repping?
This is Shiloh. I'm actually repping 928, but I was going to call and tell you that if you go to AT&T and change your phone number, then they could give you any area code that you want.
Any area code?
Yeah, so I'm still from Arizona, but I'm from kind of more near the New Mexico border, and I didn't want to change my area code to Phoenix. Uh-huh. So they don't like the 602. So I told them to give me a 928, and they could just change the location.
Oh. I want to be from, like, Beverly Hills.
<It's so busy. laughs>
Do you have a Beverly Hills area code?
that would be pretty cool.
Something but like that. I don't know. Well, that's good to know. And also, do you work for AT&T?
No.
Okay.
You sound like it.
She's really pushing this AT&T agenda on me.
I know. They gave me a
AT&T
free phone, so I was like, okay.
And if you trade in your phone now, you get a free, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. All right. Well, thank you so much for the info. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have
I am not doing 928 or whatever you
do. That's understandable.
Have a great day. Thank you for checking in.
You too.
Camel Country, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, who's this and what area code you repping this morning?
All right. So I'm Wesley, and I'm in Peoria, but I have a 480 number.
Okay, so you were East Valley, but then you went Peoria on us.
Yes.
Okay.
The 480 number, I got while I was out here in Peoria as well, because they just give me whatever when I went and got it.
Oh, gotcha.
But I do understand what you're talking about with all them spam calls, because since I've had this number,
yeah,
I've probably had 20 spam calls in one day.
Ooh,
yeah.
So maybe getting a new number is not going to change the spam calls.
Oh,
yeah. No.
That's what Wesley's saying.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Oh,
good
man.
Luck with that.
Thanks, Wesley.
Good luck with your problems.
Clearly, I have not figured out a way to dodge them, but if I do, I will definitely let you guys know.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, man, but I figured I'd let you know,
because
it still happens no matter what.
How long have you had your number?
I've had this one for about 2 months now.
Oh, my God.
And it's already,
they already have it?
I've already been hit, yes.
Wesley, do you, like, enter for a chance to win and throw your cell phone number down all the time? How are they getting your phone number?
I'm not sure, but I'm getting all these calls for insurance, which I don't need insurance.
Right.
I'm getting calls for roofing, which I don't need roofing.
Wesley has
the
no
roofer is called Nico,
and he also does not have a roof.
According to the spammers.
Oh, you know what happened, Wesley? The person who had your phone number before you probably entered for a chance to win and gave up your phone number, and that's why they gave it up.
Yep.
Oh,
that's probably exactly what happened.
Very possible.
Oh, no. Half of us went to the Morgan Wallen concert this weekend.
And the other half attempted, which is really unfortunate.
So the big story was, who's he going to walk out with? What Phoenix celebrity is going to be able to come out there with him?
Because we're really blessed to just live in a place where a ton of celebrities just live.
So night one,
Randy Johnson. Which was super cool to see. Also, I don't think anyone had him pegged for doing that walkout, but people lost their minds.
Yeah, he's kind of like a keep to himself type of guy. So he comes out on stage, which was kind of cool to see his personality. He's dancing, he's throwing his hands in the air, and everyone's like, yes, that's
it was
awesome.
Fun. It was really fun to watch. And then night two, Joe Dirt.
The best part is when Morgan like kind of looked over at him. You can't see Joe Dirt yet, who
no.
was David Spade in character as Joe Dirt. But he's got a mop in his hand.
He's just being a janitor.
Like
so
Joe
funny.
Dirt in the movie.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks at him and they give them, so, you know, dap each other up. They give themselves five and stuff. And then he starts heading down to the show. And it was insane.
The it was so cool.
Absolutely crazy.
What I liked is that they weren't the people that we all expected it to be.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was really, really cool.
I mean, who? Only Morgan Wallen would be like, hey, man, I need Joe Dirtte. I need David Spade. I don't want to look like or someone dressed like him. Like,
I want David Spade
to come out dressed as Joe Dirt.
And I loved it. It was so good. I will say, I'm over the hype surrounding Kyler Murray. Let me explain.
Okay.
I was very lucky to be in the pit Friday, and I turn around, and there is Kyler Murray with his entourage of security people, which was fine. My bigger issue was when I turned around, and he's sitting on the pit railing. Literally right in front of people who bought tickets in the front row. It was the rudest thing I've seen by a celebrity in
a
while.
To be sitting on the railing. Doesn't sound comfortable at all.
It didn't look comfortable.
Number two, it sounds very pretentious of him to be like, I'm going to be sitting here.
Yes.
And the worst part is that he's got somebody filming him the whole time.
Yeah. And I was just, I don't know. It gave such an ick in my mouth. And we all know, like, I'll watch football. It's not my favorite sport to watch.
Yeah.
And to see him just be so self-absorbed and not care about anyone else who had paid tickets left the worst taste in my mouth for that man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, it's not personal. You just made yourself look terrible.
I never saw him to be that type of person that would bring his own camera crew. Like, I've never gotten that vibe from him. And I've met him twice. Like,
so have I.
He's very humble and down to earth. It was just such a, like I said,
it was a really bad moment.
Like a weird, pretentious move.
Other than that, I will say from the pit experience, I didn't have a single issue with anyone. I know Morgan had some issues with people in the back, so he did stand in my boots from an elevated, like, scissor lift, basically, on the back side of the stadium.
Yeah.
Which was really cool to watch. It was cool to watch him go from the main stage all the way to the back.
Right.
And then get on the scissor lift and lift up. But in the video, you can see people throwing beer at him. You can see the drops of beer. The
splashes.
And you can see
liquid.
His face angrily change into being beyond annoyed. And if you listen, there's one video that I heard where you can hear somebody say, hit him. Like,
why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you think people are just getting way too intoxicated?
I think people suck.
Like, why would you pay money, a lot of money?
I don't know.
Because those floor seats were not cheap at all.
No.
To disrespect the artist and throw... Also, beers are like $22.
Yeah. What kind of money
are
these people
making? You're paying a dollar an ounce for those 22 ounces.
It's insane.
Who's throwing their liquid? I'm literally out there with my mouth open going, pour it into my mouth.
I'll catch a few
drops. I'll catch some, sir.
So other than that, my experience was really great. I thought Morgan put on a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Ella Langley, amazing. Miranda Lambert, phenomenal.
I heard the show was great.
Yeah.
It sounded great. There was AC working this year.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And hopefully Morgan comes back.
Fingers crossed.
Morgan, please don't leave us.
We really do love you.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, you have a question for the class today.
Yeah, I do have a question. Is there anyone on TV that, like, when they do romantic scenes where, like, they have to kiss somebody, you have to like turn your face, like to close your eyes, because the sheer act of watching them make out with somebody makes you just physically go, ugh. Because this is, I feel so bad saying this. I love Sex and the City. I'm such a fan. Watched most of the episodes.
Yeah.
But watching Miranda kiss anyone.
Miranda
makes my entire body crawl. And it's not an offense to her. It's not that I think she's unattractive. It's just the way that her lips and her mouth, and I can't. I can't even describe it.
Allow me.
Okay.
I have not watched much of the show you speak of, but I do know the character. I have seen, you know, some episode or whatever.
Right.
You know, I had a girlfriend too at that time, and I was forced to watch it. But there's nothing like sexual about that woman at all. So watching her be romantic is just so uncomfortable. She's just such a like a doctor person.
Yes,
like
she is her character. She is her
character.
That's who
I see.
Sure.
I see her in a white lab coat, and there's nothing sexual about that.
She does such a good job at being a lawyer in the series.
She's a lawyer in the movie, okay.
And she does a great job at it. So much to the fact where you're right, there's nothing like
nothing attractive. Yeah.
Also, I think it comes down to also. I'm personally a puckerer. Like
tell us more.
But she like flat lips. She like. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing, and I just can't. And so I was literally watching. I'm rewatching the series.
Yeah.
And I just looked at it. I went. Ugh.
Yeah. There are a few actresses out there where, like, whenever you see them get in a romantic situation, I'm always like, hey.
I can't.
The number one for me. This is not an actress. This is a very, very famous person.
Okay.
This is probably the most famous artist on the planet.
Okay, tell me.
Thinking about her romantically literally makes me like want to not be attracted to her.
Who is it?
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
I don't know what it is about that giraffe-y girl.
Stop!
She's very baby giraffe. She looks like she's stumbling and bumbling everywhere. It's for me, like when I see her, I'm like, oh my God.
It's hard to picture her.
Travis Kelce.
Okay? Yeah.
I know his ex-girlfriend. Personally,
yeah.
I used to work with her. I know what she brought to the table. She was very attractive.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
Okay, calm
but
down.
We
calm down,
together.
Boy.
Okay, so I digress. And then to see him with Taylor Vanilla Swift.
No offense. This is not an offense
to Taylor. No offense to Taylor.
Yeah.
She is very.
I wonder if it's because we watched her grow up. So it's hard to see her in that light.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it.
I just can't imagine like them making out. I think the whole thing.
I can't imagine
honestly,
anything between them.
I think the whole thing is like he's just going for the ride of being with the most famous person in the world.
I mean,
he's going
sign
for the ride.
Up.
Yeah,
do you
exactly.
know anybody? Because
exactly.
I'm available.
I'd make some concessions too.
I will go along for the ride also.
Aside from that, we want to hear from you, Camel Nation. When you see these people, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, who's that one actor?
Who's a guy?
Or
can
actress?
We bring up a like what guy? Like Benjamin Cumberbatch.
Benedict.
Benedict Cumberbatch? There you go. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Pretty sure.
Like,
a
do
lot
any
of
women.
Would,
he's very good.
Even,
he's a very
good
actor.
I know who that is, and I can't
Bro,
even.
I know lots of ladies. That's their number one. So
really?
Yes. Benny
what about
Seabatch
the guy?
Has a following.
Oh, perfect example. The guy that Taylor Swift used to date that plays Loki.
Tom Hiddleston?
Hiddleston.
You are definitely barking up the road. Like, both people that you
do
just
women find,
have
like, do women
major followings. Like,
I don't find Benedict Cumberbatch attractive in the least.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to.
Yeah, that's not
trust
for me.
Like, they what, both have major female
What about
followings.
Tom Hiddleston?
No. He's very teethy for me. I like bigger lips. So seeing somebody with like not small lips is not for me.
Fellas, if you got them big
But if you
lips.
Can make them big when you kiss, that's a bonus.
That's what Cheyenne's looking for. 602-894-5653. Yeah. Get your lips over here.
This is not the way this conversation was supposed to go.
Miranda?
Stop it. That's my favorite expression that you, or like impersonation you do. But in this conversation, it makes my skin crawl.
If there was a photo in the dictionary of the least sexual person on the planet, Miranda would be that photo. There is nothing going on there.
Oh, it's so
male
bad.
Or female. I don't get it.
Oh, so bad.
We got Todd in Chandler on the phone. Good morning, Todd.
What's going on, you guys? Good morning.
Hey, Todd. Is there an actor or actress that you just, every time you know there's like a makeout scene coming, you just want to close your eyes like a toddler?
Without question. That would be Anne Hathaway, who, like, for whatever reason, it reminds me of the movie Aliens when she goes in for a kiss.
Stop.
You know, with, like,
mouth
in the mouth.
Not Aliens.
The chompers within the chompers?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, the baby mouth within the mouth. Like, it's just, it's just, no.
That's such a hard one, too, because I love her as an actress. Like,
She's a great actress,
but I get what you're saying.
She's a powerful presence on the screen, but like, man, when you think about her...
Teeth. All teeth.
Aye.
Like, her teeth come first before her lips. Aww,
yeah.
That makes me sad.
No. It's a lot of actresses like that. They just can't connect with the audience.
That sucks.
In that way. And it's weird.
And apparently Todd doesn't like it either, so...
I'm with you on
Close
that
your
one.
Eyes. Close yeah. your eyes, Todd.
That's a good one. Thank you, Todd. I hope you never make out with Anne Hathaway ever.
Well, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
It'd be so weird. Yeah, it'd be so weird. I'm not going to lie. The secret sound could be a multitude of different things.
It's a wild sound.
Here it is.
I know what the sound is, and I hear like 10 different things, even knowing what it is.
You made the secret sound.
I did. I'm very proud of this sound, actually.
It is. It's person made. I was going to say man made, but not in this case.
Nope. It's personal.
If you want a hint, we got a first clue for you coming up at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron.
And you're definitely going to need it with this sound. Like we said, it sounds like a lot of things.
Camel Nation, we've been playing this game for like a couple months now, so we can gauge how far we can go with the secret sound and how random of a sound. This one's pretty random.
Yes. And you're lucky because out of the multiple sounds that I made, this one is the easier one.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the other one...
That's,
it would have been yeah. close to impossible to get.
So we're going to need you to commit your life and your soul to 7:30 a.m. Every single weekday morning, we will play the secret sound, and you will have an opportunity to win 4 Disneyland tickets.
You're going to get 3 days, one park per day, and you're going to get a 2-night hotel stay that includes parking.
Woo.
Say less.
Follow us on Instagram for more hints and clues and all that good stuff at Nico and Cheyenne. Spell it correctly, N-I-K-O.
And C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys.
Like the city.
Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Thank you so much for hanging out. And, of course, you can always tune in to us on the Odyssey app, the TuneIn app, and iHeartRadio app.
We're everywhere.
That's right. Have a great day, Camel Nation.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.